28. Wax had never seen death himself, though Maracy had met the creature once. Known as Iron Eyes, the ancient inquisitor had weighty spikes through his eyes, the points jutting out the back of his skull. One of his eye sockets had been crushed during a fight, as recorded in the words of founding that Harmony, Sazed, had left. Wax could make out the scars, intermingled with faded tattoos outlining the eye sockets. Death wore voluminous black robes and had ghostly skin, looking ill. The hands jutting from his sleeves were so lean they appeared skeletal. Wax had grown accustomed to speaking with beings out of myth. The Chondra, even Tensoon, were practically mundane to him these days. But he still felt an unsettling disquiet at seeing Iron Eyes. This being was said to escort the souls of the dead to the beyond. The entire room outside, filled with desks, constables, and underlings, had grown silent. No one dared turn a page of paperwork. They all stared at that figure silhouetted against the brazen sunlight behind. Something emanated from him, a dread that crushed the soul like a hand around yesterday's broadsheet. No, Wax thought. I do not fear this. I've stared down death already. Strangely, the sensation of dread evaporated from him. Had that been emotional allomancy? It was difficult to recognize in the throes of it, but it appeared obvious in hindsight. Yet this time it didn't affect Wax as it did everyone else, including Maracy, judging by how pale her face had gone. Wax took a deep breath, pushed open the door, and strode out past the guard. Wax walked through the center of the room and met up with Iron Eyes, who was uncommonly tall, as Wax had always imagined, actually.
"Sword," Death said, focusing spikes upon him. "We need to speak."
Wax gestured into the room with the others, and Death walked past the stunned constables, though one, bearing the shoulder patch of a seeker, managed to pull out a gun. Not a move Wax would have advised. All Death did was wave absently and pull the gun from across the room to catch it. Then, making it hover between his hands, an incredible feat, the difficulty of which few non-allomancers would grasp, he flexed, and the gun's barrel crunched. Wax froze. Hell, he'd never seen someone do that with their powers before. How would you even accomplish it?
Push on the near end, pull on the far end, he thought. But damn, the power involved.
The gun dropped to the floor, and as Wax and Death reached the door, they saw that Entrone and Blantach had stepped out of an office, their eyes wide. Iron Eyes said, focusing on the Lord Mayor.
Garvey, I never cared much for the members of House Entrone I knew during my mortality.
Entrone said, this is my prisoner who...
I require privacy, Iron Eyes said. You will return to these mortals their weapons. Once our conference is finished, you will impede their investigation in this city no further.
I'm not of your religion.
Death is not a religion, Iron Eyes said. It is a fact.
But...
How would you like to die, mortal?
Iron Eyes asked, stepping closer, robes billowing around him.
And when? Quietly? In the night of a failing heart? Drowning on one of your new ships as it sinks? Here, right now, crushed by the weight of your own stupidity?
Entrone licked his lips, then whispered,
As you demand, Iron Eyes, it shall be done.
It appeared that he could indeed be superstitious without being religious. Wax walked into the room and Iron Eyes swept in after.
When?
Death said softly, closing the door.
Kindly watch the door to make certain we are not observed or listened to.
Sure,
Wayne said, scrambling over to the door and its window. They're all just standing out there, except the few that have fainted. Nate, he glanced at Iron Eyes. That accent of yours, real old, real interesting. I actually kind of got it right. Death sank down into a chair and seemed to age suddenly. Wrinkles sank from the corners of his eyes, crossing his face, and his jowls sagged. He sighed loudly, tipping his metal eyes toward the ceiling.
Lord Ruler,
he muttered.
That was a performance, wasn't it? And to think that I was the reasonable one in the crew.
Marcy and Wax shared a glance. Iron Eyes? Marcy asked. Are you... well?
No, he said. I run low on atium, and so age finally emerges from the shadows. It has always stalked me. Now it senses the kill. I was here in Bilming seeking answers. I tried to recreate the metal, and I thought maybe...
If you run out, Marcy said, you die? He nodded.
I was going to let it happen. I have lived so much, far longer than my due. But I helped destroy this world, unwillingly, yes. But my weakness led to much sorrow. I swore I would help, and so I struggle yet to live.
Rusts. Death took a deep breath, and the lines on his face retreated, then regrew when he exhaled. It looked like he was vacillating between decades of age with each breath.
Trell wants to own this planet,
Death whispered.
So your time dwindles, as does mine.
He studied Wax with those inscrutable not eyes.
I've grown too weak to continue hunting those who would destroy this land. My display earlier will get you out of this room. Perhaps convince the local constables to leave you alone. But that might be all I can offer.
Wax knelt beside the aging demigod, a thought striking him. You were in the city, hunting for atium. Why?
Because someone here is trying to split harmonium,
he explained,
and create the metal again, though making the rusium would be far more dangerous.
Do you know what happens, Marcy asked, when someone tries to split harmonium? Death shook his head. An explosion, Wax said. A big explosion. It's what we're trying to stop. Do you have any leads?
One, perhaps,
Death said, thoughtful.
A man vanished 2 weeks ago. I only just ran across his name. Tobol Copper. He made some kind of legal disturbance that mentioned splitting harmonium in the months before he disappeared. Finding out what happened to him would have been my next step.
Wax nodded. A lead, a slim one, but still somewhere to start. The way his sister talked, it made him feel an increasing urgency. Iron Eyes? Marcy asked, stepping over.
You may call me Marsh,
he said softly.
It feels good to hear that name, to remember what I used to be.
Marsh, she said, how did you crush that gun?
Duralumin, he said absently, and a lot of practice. Listen, child, harmony is growing increasingly indecisive. He denies it, but I see it. That gives autonomy, Trell, the god of the outworlders, a chance to move in. She seeks to eliminate us from the stage of galactic politics before we even step onto it. And her followers are already armed with hemallergy. You studied the book I gave you?
Yes, she said, and Waxillium practically memorized it. Wax nodded in agreement.
Your enemy, Death said softly, has learned how to circumvent one of the most important limitations to hemallergy. Her agents bear too many spikes. That should open them to Harmony's influence, but it doesn't. Either Harmony is too weak to exploit what they've done, or they've found a way to use Trell's own metal to offset the weakness. This is extremely dangerous. So far, I do not believe they've learned the secret to compounding via hemallergy. Identity contamination prevents it. That is our only saving grace. If they could do that, or Lord Ruler, if they get Atium or Lyrasium.
So, what do we do? Wayne asked from the door.
What we've always done, Marsh said. Survive.
He looked to Wax again.
The people of Bilming think they are accomplishing so much, building this navy of theirs to threaten Elendil. It is all part of Trell's plan somehow. Be warned. Be careful. She steers them. I've been dull of mind lately as I try to fight off what is happening to me.
We'll stop them, Marcy said. I promise it, Marsh.
Wayne waved to them. A moment later, an attendant arrived with their weapons and equipment. She then withdrew to let them rearm.
Marsh, Marcy said, slipping a small handgun into her shoulder bag, have you ever seen a symbol like this?
She quickly sketched three interlocking diamonds in her notepad. They reminded Wax of something. Some architectural designs from around Elendil?
Yes, he thought, near the Field of Rebirth.
Actually, it resembled the three-petal shape of a Merwill flower.
This is my brother's symbol, Marsh said. He does what he thinks is best, as has always been the case with him. He is not the best at self-reflection, but he does want to protect Scadrial. His agents will align with your interests.
I think I saw through his eyes, Wax said. Once, years ago.
Is he still alive? A survivor?
Alive?
Marsh asked.
It depends, I suppose, on your definition. He's close to alive. How is that?
You mean he's a ghost? Wayne asked.
After a fashion, Marsh replied. He's less alive than I am, but perhaps more than other ghosts. It's hard to say. Three of us remain from that original crew. After all this time, only three. Legs to a tripod, balancing one another. And without one, I do not know what would happen.
Wax didn't know what to make of that. Still, it felt good to strap his guns back on, and they had a lead now. A name and, it appeared, permission to leave this office without being chased. He'd take it, even if Death himself was...
I will stay here, Vendel said as they gathered at the door. I will ensure that Lord Iron Eyes is cared for, and look after the constables in the hospital. I do not think I will be of further value to your investigation.
As you wish, Wax said.
Just remember what you know, Lord Ladrian, Vendel said. What you said earlier. Harmony puts people where they need to be, but then they must act. It is his way.
Wax nodded. Wayne, Marcy, are you ready?
I am,
Marcy said, slinging her bag over her shoulder. They looked to Wayne, who put his hands on his hips.
Did either of you know that ghosts was real?
Does it matter? Marcy asked.
Does it matter if ghosts are real? Wayne said. I think it matters, Marcy. I think it Rustin does.
I'm told it is better to refer to them as cognitive shadows, Marsh mumbled.
Wayne, Wax said, can we please focus? Fine, fine, he said, sliding his dueling canes into their loops on his belt. Seems unfair to grouse at a man for getting discombobulated by definitive proof of an afterlife. Dark gods, death himself dying, rusting ghosts. Guess we gotta keep going, but after this, I don't want to see anyone complaining when I've traded for someone's favorite shoes or whatnot, hear me?
Together, they marched out through the quiet constabulary office and into the sunlight.